Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
It's too warm. It doesn't.
Stop it.
It really doesn't feel like Christmas or December or like.
Don't you love it though?
It's freaking me out and it's bad for the planet.
Oh my God.
I feel like we're in a weird time warp situation still. Like it's. I don't know. It doesn't feel December. Anytime I walk into a store and they're playing Christmas music, I'm immediately thrown off. I'm like, wait.
There is a story out that Christmas music will stress you out. It might not be the warmth that's stressing you. It's Christmas music. Christmas music needs to die in a fire. It needs to.
Okay,
Christmas music should be on. You don't need Christmas music yet, right? Do you really?
I think now, yes.
No, you don't need it till like the 23rd.
Not, maybe not constantly, but like
thrown in here and there.
A little spice.
And I think you also have to like take Amber's feelings into account. On a day it's Sunday, you can't. Like if you're a retail store and it's 70 degrees out, you better be playing the Beach Boys. You cannot. If I walk in and you're playing Mariah Carey, I'm going to burn your business down.
If I'm sitting on your patio enjoying a beverage and stuff, and it's like,
you can't.
I think we're just not used to it because, you know, like Florida, it doesn't get cold. So their Christmas is always like a beach Christmas, but we're not used to that.
Right.
And I hate to diss Denver, but we're at that point in the year where everything's just brown.
Yeah. It's super gross.
It's so ugly and depressing. And it's like the one thing that makes it pretty is when it snows. And then you get to put the holiday on, music on, you're happy. Right now, it's just like, ugh, where are we?
Because it got just cold enough that let me get technical and botany related, our deciduous trees dropped all their leaves.
Yep.
And the only way they're pretty is if they're dusted.
Exactly.
They have to be dusted in snow. And you're right. My lawn is a dingy, it just looks like dirt.
Yeah.
Have you ever flown in like to Colorado, like right now, it's the worst. It's
scrubby and
it's so bad. Like when you fly into like Brazil or even just anywhere back east with all the green lush, and it seems like it's green all year round. Colorado does suck.
Different climates, so
you don't have to mansplain climate to me.
But apparently, I do. You don't know how Colorado works. And
I know, but it's just we need white. We need to go from green to white.
It's also getting scary. This is the longest ever we've gone without our first snowfall. Arizona got more precipitation than we have. Yeah, they've gotten like 5 inches. We've gotten 1.8.
And what's sad is we have deer that are searching for water coming through our neighborhoods to the point where some neighbors are just going to turn their hoses on and let them run. Because last year we did this in our neighborhood.
Really?
We had deer just wandering through looking for water because it's so dry.
Why would you ever help a deer?
Are you being serious?
I hate deer. I hate deer.
Oh my God. Everyone in here, should we just shut the show down and go get a drink? What the hell is. Amber's like, I can't take it.
All you can do with deer is hit them with your car.
Yeah.
That's the only interaction you can have with them in your life, and it's terrible. And it's happened to me several times.
You've hit deer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you do the thing where you sped up so it went over? Because it's kind of dangerous. Like, they can go through your windshield.
You're not supposed to swerve. And we actually had one time at our house that it got hit in the road and, like, stumbled into our yard and then died in our yard.
Oh,
bloody,
man.
Just, yeah. But no, let's leave water out for them.
Well, to your point, then you're encouraging them. Like if they come to your neighborhood, Steve, and don't find water, then they'll never come back. But if you're going to give it to them, you're domesticating those deer. Okay. And you don't live that far from T-Hack.
I'm not the one that, that my neighbors
are. You need to walk around and turn their spigots back off.
Yeah. Plus, what do deer even do, like, in the food chain? They're just such in the middle. Like, at least a rabbit is annoying, but they can get rid of, like, don't they get rid of bugs? And they're like, all these little
rabbits
creatures.
No, you should hate rabbits.
They're at least cute.
No, they're not.
Deers are cute.
Yeah, but, have you watched Bambi, fool? Come on.
Yeah, they look great through your windshield. You can just pinch their cheeks.
Because I my friend Ben just hit a deer recently, and it was bad. Like, he hit it, I think, somewhere off of Highway 2, and, like, drug it underneath his car. It just, thousands of dollars worth of damage to the front of his car. Then it, like, flew off or whatever. He got home, and somehow, the way it hit his car, it drug all of its insides.
No. Yeah.
Everything that would be inside a deer was stuck under his car and, like, melted under his car. So he went back and found the deer. The deer was whole there, but just with nothing inside of it.
Jeez.
And to this day, no matter how many times he goes through the undercarriage wash thing,
he can still venison.
It's venison intestine. So when you drive far and the underside of your car gets warm, it's hot death poop smell under.
Okay, am I right though? So in case it happens to me, because I don't want that. Do you speed up?
Yes, yeah. It's over.
You do, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.